contribution, land contribution, to both our housing and our early learning center. The city of Bellingham, not just funding the project, but also tremendous amounts of support from the permitting department. The Bellingham Whatcom Housing Authority, the Washington State Department of Commerce, both the housing trust funds came into this project as well as the early learning facility funds. The Washington State Housing Finance Commission, Enterprise Community Development, our investor for this project, as well as providing some pre-development funding for the project. Thomas and Martina Horn Foundation, Puget Sound Energy's Solar Grant Program, Washington State University's Solar Expansion Program, Banner Bank for providing construction lending, Impact Capital, the First Presbyterian Church for providing some parking for our ELC staff, Early Learning Center staff, the Lutheran Community Services team as well for providing some additional parking during the construction period, Community Frameworks, Max Benson for helping to develop the project, Environmental Works for helping us design this project, Dawson Construction for helping to build the facility, Bellingham Bay Interiors who helped us furnish the homeless set-asides that we have for the project, and then our OC teams, we have our IS team, thank you for helping us get this building wired and ready to go, Property Management team for helping us achieve a pre-lease up, I think we're at 90% before even opening. Our Early Learning and Family Services team for working on the design and the programming for the Early Learning Center. Our Community Services team for organizing the programming that all of the residents will receive here on site. And then my development team, Turner and Avery. Thank you so much. To begin getting us kicked off, I'd like to welcome Sat Paul, the County Executive.
Good afternoon, everybody. Finally, the day has come. I tell you that I was elected as county executive, and that's when this process started. We didn't know about COVID at that time. We had this facility for WSU Extension, and we had plans for some county, future county office expansion. And then this idea came. And of course, Opportunity Council stepped forward, and we have a county has a long relationship with them, and of course affordable housing was on everybody's mind and wanted to do something, and I just want to give credit to our council that when we took this idea that why don't we give this land up and just donate it for a senior citizen housing. And I think the council was they deliberated. They asked how much money it is, how much money we can get. But in the end, it was a unanimous decision that this is the right thing to do. And I believe that now we see this vision. It has come true. It is the right thing to do because charity begins at home. So we. Going out asking people for affordable housing, how to do this, we had to start ourselves. And we said, okay, we'll give the land. And of course, COVID came. You know, a lot of things got stopped. But we plowed it through. We never looked back that, oh, let's wait for 6 months, let's wait for a year where the money will come from. We said, no, let's keep going. We need this building done. And of course, then came the federal funds, ARPA money came. And that's where we deployed money for the Early Learning Center. That was $1 million. And I think that this is the vision council and the county executive's office had all along. And this is not the only project that that we have contributed to, the one on Barclay. I think there were three different projects where county has put up money for early learning centers. And this is very much needed. The constituency of senior citizens sometimes gets overlooked in light of some other things which are very much needed in our community. we were able to provide all other help. And I think that I don't remember all the numbers, but but I think that we are very happy to be here this day of the opening of this place where all the citizens contributed to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Stefan. Please now welcome David Webster, the director. Welcome David Webster, the director of our early learning services. I said, totally said it wrong. Early learning and family services. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of my 180 peers who around the Northwest region of Washington get up every morning to help develop the brains of young children, I thank you for being here. We are so excited about this facility joining our portfolio of sites to offer to families. I think it's a brilliant example of how all levels of government can collaborate. I know I don't have to tell any of you, and least of all Senator Cantwell, that we live in a childcare desert. She's been very supportive of us trying to improve that situation. Upstairs, we will have a toddler classroom, a preschool classroom. Now we have a third that we're still trying to decide based on the marketplace in the area. It might be more preschool or it might be before and after school care for children. We're also excited, the room in which you are standing or sitting, which is a multi-purpose room, if you close your eyes and listen very carefully, you'll be able to hear the mingling voices of the lived experience of residents of this building and the young children that we will enroll doing intergenerational activities right where you sit. So it's a great boon to Bellingham and to Whatcom County. We look forward to adding to this inventory elsewhere in the county and the region. But we couldn't have a happier day to have a beautiful facility for some very beautiful children. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, David. Next, I would like to welcome Kim Lund, the mayor of the city of Bellingham.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. And as a newly elected official, I feel like I'm showing up at the finish line of what I know has been a marathon of work. And then I get invited to speak. But what I can say is heartfelt gratitude to live and be part of a community that makes these kinds of investments, and that the voters of Bellingham passed the home fund and we tax ourselves so that we can do work like this. And this morning we spent time with Senator Cantwell and we were talking about the fentanyl crisis and we were talking about growing capacity in the healthcare system, especially as it relates to treatment and recovery. We even were talking about growing capacity in childcare. And I see a building like this as an investment in intergenerational capacity. It's an investment in capacity and resilience for this community. So this is exactly the kind of project that we need to be doing. I'm so grateful to the City of Bellingham team and their efforts to realize this outcome. So thank you to everyone.
Everyone's being so swift, that's great, thank you. Greg, if I might borrow you up here, and then PSC, John Minetti. Did I pronounce that right? I didn't ask, okay, great. I believe we have something you want to present.
John?
Greg, thank you.
On behalf of PSC, we're thrilled to be here to celebrate the opening of this amazing facility and also the 31 kilowatt solar array on top, which was made possible by our Green Power and Solar Choice customers. And through that, it was a $50,000 grant to help fund the project. So I want to present this.
I've seen it. I've been to the roof. Greg. It looks beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to taking the tour. But thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm just going to stay up here, if that's OK. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. I just want to tell a little quick story about how this project started. In my household, this is not called the Laurel Forest Project. It's called the Sat Paul, can we please have that land project? And the reason it's that my wife Amanda and I, on one of our frequent walks around central Bellingham, we live just in the York neighborhood, we were walking by the old county annex building that used to sit on this site, and my wife said, she looked around, looked at the lot, looked at the building, she said, we can do better than this, can't we? And I said, well, you know, this is, it's an important facility. People work there, and, you know, it's owned by the county. She said, you've got to ask St. Paul about redeveloping this site. You've got to. And my wife, who's affectionately known sometimes as Commanda, I consider that a directive, St. Paul. So that's, I don't think I told you that when I came to your office and asked. But fortunately, St. Paul really saw the vision that we saw. And so, as he pointed out, so did the council. And it was so gratifying to have that unanimous vote. And that's what set this whole project off. So, you know, Adrian did a good job of thanking so many of you that have been involved in the project. I'm not going to go over that list again, but I do want to point out some people that have been very important to this project, and they're here today. So Paul Schisler from Madrona Community Development. Ray Colliver, Ray Colliver of Colliver Construction Management. Where's Ray? Ray. In the very beginning, Paul and Ray were extremely generous with their time and their talent, helping us envision what this relatively small piece of land could support. So thanks, guys, for doing that. It's great. And once, you know, once the county made their decision, other partners came on board that Adrian talked about. I want to, for the city of Bellingham, I just want to give a special shout out to Samia. Is Samia here? Okay, well, Samia Lutz has just been doing a brilliant job of stewarding the city's housing resources for the community, and we just can't thank her enough for that work. So I wish you were here, but she's not. Thank you, Samia. we're on a pretty strict schedule. There's lots more I'd like to say. But let me just say, for those of you in the audience who represent our individual and corporate community donors that help us do everything that Opportunity Council does in the community, thank you very much. He was on my list, so
we can't
Tyler,
forget.
Tyler Schroeder, where are you?
There he is.
Because here's what happened. When St. Paul got behind this project, suddenly Tyler and his team had to figure out, what are we going to do with the people who work at the county annex building? And so Tyler, thank you, yes. And I'm sorry.
Yes.
But good job.
Yeah, we couldn't have got it done without Tyler.
Agreed.
Thank you.
And that's not all Tyler did for the project. So your staff did lots of stuff. So that's great. You know, finally, I just want to say that the real inspiration for this project is the people that Opportunity Council serve, the people that we serve, and especially older adults who, unfortunately, are making up a larger and larger share of the people that are coming to us for help with rental assistance, who are afraid of being evicted, who are you know, just kind of living on the edge of housing stability. And the people that our homeless outreach team, our street outreach team encounters, people, older adults that have already become homeless, who have been making up an increasing share of our homeless population. As a country, as a community, we've got to do better. And hopefully, you know, the Laurel Forest Project is a start in that direction. And I'd like to introduce now Colin Neal. Colin, if you'll come up here. Colin is going to make this community his new home. And I think in addition to some vegan dancing that you might do.
Yes, all the dancing at the concerts. Hey.
Colin's going to share with us why this opportunity is so important to him and his other community members that are going to be moving in. Thanks,
Thank
Colin.
You. Thank you. Hi. Okay. Well, this was a last-minute thing, so whatever I say, we just like that. Anyway, I'm so grateful for everything that's going on here. I was living in Vancouver, Washington, a couple of years ago, and it was a situation that was not very good. It was getting worse. I had roommates that it just kind of, you know, you can imagine. Anyway, my daughter lived up here, and she was getting worried about me, so she wanted me to come closer and live closer to where she is. So eventually I came up, and she's been helping me pay the rent. Unfortunately, rents are skyrocketing, and I feel so bad because it's, once again, my lease is coming up, and it's going up another $100 a month, which I can't afford because with a pension that I get with my Social Security, it doesn't go up very much every year. It just, you know, when you're on a low income, I made several mistakes, so it is on a low income. I retired too early. I did this, did that, whatever. But, you know, so it just, this came just at the right moment. And I tell you, it's been amazing. The people I've been working with are just fantastic. The Opportunity Council, every single one of them has been, I can't even explain. It's just been tremendous. And I've talked to other people who are going to be coming here also from the Senior Center, because they did a lot of things at the Senior Center to let people know. And they're so excited, and they're such lovely people, but our situation is so poor. We don't get the income that comes up. I was a waiter, and I wasn't even making years ago. I was living in New York, and I was a waiter, and you didn't even get minimum wage. So how could you get a pension? How could you Social Security is so low, you know, when you're on that thing. Anyway, besides all that, I just want to say thank you for everything you're all doing. It's just amazing. I mean, us seniors, we love it. I'm going to do one quick dance for you, and then it's all over. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, I can sit down.
No, come on. This is unprogrammed. What were you going to say about our next speaker?
Well, I was going to share a story to start.
Well, please do.
So the first time I encountered Senator Campbell was about 2017. I think that's what we kind of narrowed it down to. I was working at another facility with Catholic Services, and she came to do some roundtable discussions to learn more about the challenges we were experiencing with housing in our community, but more importantly, the experiences our folks who were coming out of homelessness or still in homelessness were experiencing, and what we might need to be able to do better and thrive as a community. And one of my favorite clients at the time came out of that meeting discussion and said to me, "Adrian, I was thinking about being a politician, but I think Campbell has this." That's what I was going to say. And I was going to say, I'm absolutely in love with building affordable housing, and I feel incredibly grateful to have the senator be such a champion for us in expanding the tax credit reform so that we can build even more affordable housing. That means a big deal to a community like ours.
Yeah, on that last point, this is just kind of a fan moment for me. I just wanted to be able to say something. Senator Cantwell, I mean, for those of you who may not know, she's been such a stalwart advocate for the low-income housing tax credit program, both improving it and expanding it. And as so many of you know, it's an absolutely critical resource and has produced most of the affordable housing that's been produced in our community. So thank you for all your work on that.
Well, thank you. I was thinking maybe I'd get a dance out of you guys. I definitely, Adrian, thank you so much for your leadership and for your commitment to affordable housing. I wish I could take you to Washington and have you testify, because I think you epitomize that there are leaders within the community. If you have the resources, you can solve these problems. And there are dedicated people who are willing to do that. So thank you. And also want to thank the Opportunity Council, and Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate what you're doing and the fact that the Opportunity Council is really focusing in on this particular problem and adding capacity. That is really what we need to do, capacity building, in my opinion, around the country. Because I think what Colin just said, he wasn't sure what he's feeling. I know what he's feeling. He's feeling community. Community, community, community. And together, we can solve these problems. I'm so excited to be here because I think this is a model project. Laurel Forest is certainly affordable places to live, but the fact that it's focused on seniors and also has this daycare element to it just means that it is a model for the nation. Both of those problems are big national problems, and you are helping to solve both of them at the same time. I also want to thank Mayor Lund and Executive Satpal for being here and for their leadership. And Satpal, look, good job. I didn't know there was this much heat on this particular land site. But I do think that is part of what's holding us back in this discussion. Maybe we could take this video and show it to other parts of the state, and maybe people will hustle in the same way you did, and that is to find the land. Because if the rest of the people will do the rest, that is build the units, make them affordable, solve some of these problems, then that is what we need to do. So I also want to thank Environmental Works for their great architectural work, Enterprise Community Investment, Dawson Construction, and Banner Bank, and all those others that participated in making this a reality. The low-income housing tax credit, which you heard about, is a little secret that most people don't know. 95% of the affordable housing that gets built in the United States gets built with the tax credit. That means that if we don't increase that tax credit federally, we're not adding capacity. So that is why we're in a big fight right now in the United States Senate on legislation that I've sponsored to increase that tax credit and provide 200,000 more units nationwide, 7,000 more units in the state of Washington over the next 2 years. This project is a great boost in showing why affordable housing works, with 56 units for those seniors that we just talked about. And people aren't really explaining that. Colin, I bet you have a very loving daughter, you know, but at some point in time, even her ability to help with this situation gets out of hand. And so that is why these rents for downtown apartments, either at $540 or $900, far more affordable than the region's average of $1,500, makes this a godsend to seniors. And as he just said, he didn't plan it this way. We have to do more, I think, to help people in retirement. But he's explaining to everyone that Social Security and lack of pensions isn't going to deliver him affordable options in his later years. That is why we have to, right now, think about how fast we need to expand this credit and celebrate today as a perfect example of how this can work. So hats off to Bellingham. The model for solving this problem, having senior housing and child care, and doing something else too, celebrating this intergenerational commitment. This is a very important commitment as seniors live longer and we have more child care needs. So integrating those two things, I think, is a great way to show the community what a stable community looks like. But these opportunities here for Bellingham is exactly what we need to be doing. When Adrian and I worked together before and we looked at a project, they came out and made me stand on the street and they said, which one of these buildings is a market rate housing and which is an affordable housing project? After 3 minutes, they just told me because I couldn't decide. I couldn't tell. And I think what building more affordable housing does is helps us solve these big problems for our seniors that I guarantee you, if they don't have an affordable place to live, if baby boomers reach retirement and don't have an affordable place to live, you're going to see an impact on our Medicaid budget. You're going to see people go into different types of housing that are much more expensive. So today is a celebration of something that also drives down the cost of housing, one of the largest factors still left in inflation. 3.2% of inflation is related to housing. And so we need to make sure that everybody who is part of the solution here understands that getting this done at a federal level, building much more projects like Laurel Forest, has to be our nation's priority. Senator Todd Young and I have introduced this legislation in the U.S. Senate, and Susan DelBene and Representative LaHood from Illinois have introduced it in the House of Representatives and literally got over 300 votes when it passed there a few weeks ago. So 357 to be exact. So we need housing. It's stimulative. Expanding the credit will do a great deal of work, but today we just want to celebrate Laurel Forest. The mayor, the executive, all the people who brought this project to reality, and everything that people are going to do here to celebrate an intergenerational community and show that we can have affordability in the United States of America. Thank you all so much.
Thank you again so much, Senator. I would now like to welcome everyone to join us out in the main lobby where you entered into the building.